Thanks for joining us again, friends. We're just in Lisburn here, early on a Saturday morning at the top of Bridge Street, coming on to, I can't remember whether it's Marketplace or Market Square, I always get mixed up with that, and Piper's Hill. But you'll notice again another street sign just behind me here, self-explanatory. I think you'll all identify it straight away. It's a no entry sign, so you can't take your car down Bridge Street because it's a one-way street. No entry. It's a sign that we're all familiar with. Maybe in the workplace there's a sign somewhere in some door of some office or showroom, no entry. Means you can't go in there, it's out of bounds for you. Same with school, maybe a storeroom at school or something, no entry sign. We're very familiar with it. There's certain places that ordinary citizens are just not allowed to enter in. It's authorised access only, no entry. It's a familiar sign. And whenever we think about the Word of God and the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, it speaks so much about things to come. Chapter 21 speaks in great detail about the New Jerusalem, heaven itself, the celestial city. And what wonderful comfort there is in that portion of Scripture for the Christian. And in the opening verses of Revelation 21, it speaks of heaven in negative terms. That is to say, it speaks about certain things which will not be in heaven. There are many things that won't be in heaven. There'll be no sickness, there'll be no death, there'll be no night, there'll be no sea, there'll be no tears in heaven. And then at the end of the chapter, Revelation 21 and verse 27, it says, there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth. That is to say, anything that's defiled or anything that is unclean cannot enter into heaven because it's a holy city. It's pure. And it's the dwelling place of God, a God who is of purer eyes than to behold iniquity and cannot look upon sin. And therefore that poses for us a great problem. Because the Bible says that all of our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and we are all as an unclean thing. We are born in sin and we're shapen in iniquity. And there's none that doeth good, there's none righteous, no, not one. And therefore, I have no entitlement to heaven because of my sin, because I'm a sinner by nature, and because I'm a sinner by practice. No entitlement to heaven. Of course, most people now think that if there's a heaven, we're all going there. We hear it all the time. So-and-so's died and they're in a better place and they're looking down upon us and they're in heaven. They've got their harp and they're happy now and all the rest of it. And everybody nowadays gets buried as if they're going to heaven. But the Word of God says there's a problem because nothing unclean can enter into heaven. And if all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God, we know therefore that no man, no woman, no individual, naturally speaking, regardless of what they are in the eyes of their fellow man and in the eyes of the world, no man, naturally speaking, can get to heaven by his own works, by his own efforts. Because God, if you like, has put up a no entry sign saying we can't get into heaven if we're defiled. Therefore, something needs to be done about my sin. The sin problem that all of us have needs to be dealt with. Now, there's nothing I can do to change my past. There's nothing I can do to appease God. There's nothing I can do to cleanse these hands and this heart of mine. I need a Savior. And that's why Jesus Christ came. This is the good news of the gospel, that Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. And he did that by going to the cross. We've been highlighting this again and again and again, that it's through the cross work of Jesus Christ our Lord that sin can be forgiven, that sin can be dealt with. On the cross, he took our sin, he became sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And he shed his precious blood. And the Bible says, 1 John 1:7, that the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. And those who find themselves in heaven get there by virtue of the Saviour's precious blood. Those who are found in heaven are those who, according to Revelation, have been washed from their sins in His blood. The old hymn says, and with this I finish, on the golden streets of heaven, all men hope to walk some day, but so many are not willing to accept the living way. So while others depend on good works or opinions, if they may, I'm depending on the blood. What's your hope for heaven? Sin can't get in. Sinners can't get in unless they're forgiven and cleansed and washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Why not come today and ask Him, seek Him for that cleansing? Thank you for listening. God bless you.